Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Hump Day Wednesday. Mike, June 12, 2019. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with...
Right. Good morning, TNT. It is another Wednesday, and hopefully the last Wednesday. I'm looking forward to get this thing over with, but we'll see. It'll be what it'll be. All right, Ray, what we send out? Anything?
All quiet. No updates. Not to my recollection, but I'll look to make sure.
Okay.
Thank you for doing an update yesterday. There's nothing came out to us.
All right. I'm just waiting for you to check.
Okay. That was right. No update.
All right. All right. So, guys, let me tell you. Right now, the banks are still on alert. Still on high alert. Still within 1 hour. They don't have them sitting in their seats this morning, but they are within 1 hour on alert. Okay? And that's really all we have because everybody's waiting. Everybody's saying it's done. It's done. We're going to see it. And Iraq, of course, is still talking about seating the ministers now because it's all they have to talk about. Proxy positions. Marty said he was going to do it today. He was going to do it next week. Then he did an article out telling them they better have all the names to him by the 20th. Or he's going to pick the names finally and they're going to vote one way or the other. We still are looking for all this to be over with this month. So I got to talk to you guys about something else real quick before we start the questions, though. And then the questions may lead us on to some other things. But that's the gist of it. So I got two things yesterday, starting yesterday evening. And again today, people call me concerned about people doing a Twitter campaign about the Zim and sending a bunch of tweets out to President Trump and Mnuchin, whoever, demanding that they do the RV, demanding that they release the Zim and everything else. Demanding, somebody even writing out there that, you know, we are the people and, you know, we outnumber you and, well, we outnumber them and a whole lot of other mess. And people are calling me and tweeting me and saying, hey, are you going to be a part of this? Or they want you to join this or that. And guys, no. I wouldn't do that. You do what you want to do. Don't do it under the name TNT or we are the people that we did, that we got our agreement with. So please don't do that because then I'm going to have to do something. I mean, do it under whatever other name you want to do it under. But don't do it as the group who already have an agreement with the government. Because I want you guys to look at those people who are doing that. And if they come back to me, we had an agreement and we're doing something. And you let us do what we got to do. And we're going to give you this. And if those people who try to mess that deal up, you need to know who they are. Because they weren't there to make it happen or put it in place so you guys can enjoy what we were doing and what this was all about. But they sure will be the ones who try to change it or bring it down or end it all together. I don't know what this administration is going to do. I know they're honoring it because 2-3 months ago, when I thought they weren't, they came back to me real quick and said, we're going to honor the deal that the last administration made. Now, there's a few idiots out there who think they can force our government what to do by doing that or cause a problem with that agreement, then you need to know who they are and pay attention. Who got them started? Who got them participating? Because if it goes away, that's who did it. For no reason, because they're not doing anything against us. Right now, if they're doing something, it's their business. And by they, I mean the government, what they're doing. They're not doing anything against us. You know, just because some people are impatient, can't wait. And I know you say 10, 12 years is patient, but again, this is not about you. The GCR was not about you. The GCR was not built for you. We are getting the benefit of having the knowledge that it existed. That's what we're doing. It wasn't designed for you. The Zim wasn't designed for you. The Dong wasn't designed for you. We are getting the benefit of it if we wait. Some of you don't seem to understand that. We made ourselves a part of this GCR through the Dinar. We did. And we went and did our part. First with Bush administration, then with the Obama administration, and now this administration. We're just sitting here waiting. We did our work. Now we're waiting for our reward. Let a few idiots lead you down the wrong road and destroy this thing for everybody. You better know who they are. You better know what their agenda is. You guys are listening to a whole lot of crap about the Zim anyway. April is going to be no good. 1st of June is going to be no good. 15th of June is going to be no good. How many times is it going to be no good? And do you think you're saving it? You're the one making them extend it out? Do you think you're going to go through a currency exchange and give 30 million people 5 days to get it done? Or 4 days? I mean, who does that make sense to? Absolutely nobody. You guys are listening to this mess. They have no proof, no direction on it, or nothing. Somebody's just putting something out there. You're just eating it up. Doesn't make any sense to me. But okay, I'm just telling the rest of you, watch and see who they are. See who's putting this together and know where, if it goes wrong, where it went wrong. Okay? So be aware of that. That's all I'm saying. So there's another thing. And this doesn't make sense to me either, and I'm going to tell you. About 2 months ago, or 3 months ago, somebody had sent me a message, left me a voicemail saying, you know, all the gurus want to get together, or they're trying to get all the gurus together on this conference call. And, you know, hey, we want you to be a part of it, which I declined. I mean, they can do what they want to do, but I declined to do that. I didn't want to be a part of that. So today, somebody sends me the same thing about this guy. I don't know if Mark Z wants to do this call and get all the gurus together and do this. And, you know, can I give him your number? And I said, no, don't give him my number. I mean, if I wanted to contact Mark Z, I'm pretty sure I could contact him or any other guru, and they could contact me. But that part didn't bother me. Here's the thing, being said, oh, you don't want to participate? I thought this would be, you know, better thing. So you just want to keep stretching it out so you can collect money. First of all, if that's what you thought I was doing, and anybody else, then why are you even talking to me? Because I don't need to talk to you. Because that's not our purpose. Hasn't been our purpose in 10 years. And I certainly don't need that to do what I'm doing. Second thing is, for all you guys who've hit me with this, why would you want all the gurus to get together, start sharing the same information back and forth, or misinformation, and then that's everything that you guys get? Oh, well, let's have a call before we do our calls. This is what got me one time. This is the honest to God truth. Some of you are not going to like this, but I'm telling you this truth. About 15 years ago, a little longer, I was at a church, I'm telling you. And then all these preachers from the city were at this church, and I was in the meeting. And they were all talking about what they were going to preach on Sunday. What they're going to preach to the community, and this is the direction we want to go into. And I'm sitting here, because I didn't know. I didn't know they'd get together and this is how we're going to work our community. I didn't know this is how we're going to tell them what we want them to do. I thought every preacher was his own man who did his own sermon, how he felt about God. Now, I understand getting together if there's a incident in the community or tragedy or something, trying to help, but just directing people like sheep and cows and everybody saying the same thing like our daily news. Well, that's how I felt. That if all the gurus get together, then what? Oh, well, we're not going to say this. We're going to say this. Sound like, you know, my old partner. Don't say that part. Don't do this. Don't tell them that you heard that, but do this or that. Guys, I think you lose out. I would rather you get every piece that everybody else has to say. I'd rather they have their intel, I have my intel, we get together, sort it out, you sort it out, and see what comes out in the end to make it right. Not everybody, you know, what we see right now, and I do see it on every other site. Tony see it, TNT see it, or this one see it, and that one see it, and the sites are just putting out maybe for everybody. But when everybody's regurgitating everybody else's information like it's their own information or like it's something they just discovered, then you lose. To me, you lose. So, no, I don't want to do conference calls with all the other gurus, and especially some of the stuff I see them making up and the nonsense, and they have no proof of it. And I contact people, the Treasury Committee, and they don't even make any sense half of the stuff that they're saying about the ZIM and people out there lying and saying you got to have a trust or you got to have their trust or the bank's not going to let you exchange your money. Now, why would I want to be a part of all that? I don't. But I want you guys to know, so I know what's going on. I got all the texts. I got all the phone calls, so much so that I'm talking about it right now. And that's why. So I can just clear it up in one call. No. I don't think that's what this is about. Okay? No on the Twitter campaign, because it's ridiculous to me anyway, that you're going to try and force our government to do something with just the ZIM, or you're going to force them to do something with the RV when you don't even know what's going on, when you don't even know what other kind of deals are still being made, when we have said for years we only probably have 20 or 30% of the information. We don't force them to do anything, because you're never going to force our government, because it's 350 million people. And 320 million of them don't have a clue what you're talking about when you say the RV, but you're going to force our government to do something? How stupid is that? They're laughing at you, okay? I mean, right now, what's going on in administration, what's going on with the tariffs, what's going on at the borders, there's so many people, as they said, the jobs report was the lowest it's been in years. Farmers are hurt and losing their farms, losing their money. The economy going down. Do you think they care because you want the ZIM revalued, that you're going to demand they do it through a Twitter? Come on. We can demand what we did, and we got our respect for it to remain a part of it and to get paid from it because we participated in it. We can't demand they make any agreements or do anything with anybody else. That just doesn't make sense to me. So, who does that make sense to? Nobody. All right, Ray, I have to do that part.
Okay. Whew. I'm glad you're not talking to any of my friends.
Okay.
Okay, you're right along.
All right.
Also, let's go ahead and address this recording. We are full aware of the recording issues with the Blog Talk. At this point, they should be fully aware of it and correcting the situation. And I know, as broke as a lot of you are, you can't possibly be so broke that you can't pay attention. But maybe some of you haven't been. Because I've been giving out the website, I know, ever since I took over this site. That's been 2 years ago, going on three. And we were giving it out even before then. And some of you still to this day act like you never heard of it before. You obviously never visited it. TNTSuperFantastic.com. That's the official website. I don't know what shortcuts you already have to the forum, to the chat room. That's not the web address. Those are shortcuts. The website is TNTSuperFantastic.com. And anytime you want to know something, and if we say we're putting it on the website, that's where you go to find it. All of our numbers are on the website. The dialed-in numbers, all four of them, or however many we have. The playback number. The playback number is the number that is recording this call in addition to Blog Talk Radio recording this call. So we do two recordings. If one isn't working, the other one should be. And that's why we continue to do two. In the event that one malfunctions, we'll still have a copy of that. So the Blog Talk has been acting up since last Friday on the playback. I don't know about Tony, but I know I get text messages galore, emails galore. Can't play it back. We can't play it back. Then go to the other one. What other one? Like, really? So, TNTSuperFantastic.com, down at the bottom, there's a link right in the middle. TNT call info. That's where all of our telephone numbers are posted. So if you can't hear the recorded call on Blog Talk, then you have to dial in to the telephone number and listen to it on your telephone for that particular call. Until, I think when the Blog Talk gets straightened out, those archive calls will still be available that you can play them back and listen to them. So I hope that helps out for some of those who felt in despair. See, well, I can't do anything else. I'll just blast away and talk. So I can't hear the recording. Right.
Okay.
So
are you done? Oh, okay.
I'm done with that. You want to go to questions or you had something else?
No, I thought you went away. It got quiet.
I was changing screens.
Yeah,
that's
a good question.
Okay. All right. Nick Law says, Tony, some time ago you stayed on the call. You were looking for something on Forex that was unique, special, or some form of indicator. The last 2 full days, and this morning, June 12th, the Bloomberg Spot FX Index has shown the IQD at an open close and current rate of 1182. This is unusual. Was this the indicator you were looking for?
No, and I honestly don't remember what I was looking for. But if it's unusual and it's there, then, I mean, if it's moving, then great. Any action we see. I haven't looked at Forex this morning, so I'm not sure what he's talking about. All right.
Okay.
But I'll go
Karen,
look at it, wasn't it?
All right. Karen MSI says, assuming, number one, that the U.S. is going to give the final
Wait.
Okay.
You're going in and out. We can't understand you. Yeah.
Wonder what caused that. All right. We'll try it again. Karen MSI is the caller. Question, assuming that, number one, the U.S. is the one to give the final approval to RV, and number two, Iran has vast quantities of Iraqi dinar, and therefore the benefit from the RV in light of the current increased tension between the U.S. and Iran, what is the rationale for an RV?
Let me see. I'm going to take a guess at this, okay? Because we really had no clue what you just said.
Oh, really?
Wait a minute. I got bits and pieces, so I'm just going to take a shot at it. Let me see. She said, I guess it's a she, assuming the U.S. has the last say-so and Iran has a lot of dinar. I got
mm-hmm.
that part right, right?
Right.
Okay. Shoot, I don't even know what you said.
Okay. And because there's tension between Iran and the U.S., what would be the rationale for the RV?
Oh, why would the U.S. still do it? Oh, okay.
Because of that tension. Right.
Well, here's what the U.S. did, so you know. Because of the sanctions that are on Iran, the only place Iran would be able to spend the dinar is with Iraq, doing what they're doing back and forth, import-export. And that's why Iraq has gotten the extensions to be able to continue certain trades with Iran. Other than that, they have sanctions on the U.S. dollar and they have sanctions on countries doing business with Iran. They can have all they want. They don't feel they would be able to actually use it to do anything because they've cut off all their trading partners. So it doesn't matter if you have $10 million in your bank account if your bank account is frozen, right? Yeah, as much as you want. Nobody will take your money. Nobody will do business with you. So what are you going to do with it except give it back to Iraq, who use it, buying and trading? So in that way, everybody else could still enjoy the benefits around the world. So they could make that happen. But that wasn't the issue of them getting it. The issue was and has been that Iran has been flooding Iraq with fake money, phony money, trying to destroy the economy, and I mean, not really the economy, but the opportunity for the RV to take place so that Iraq stays viable with them as their best trading partner. Because once the money changes, Iraq's going to have deals with everybody. So they'll need Iran less and less. And that's why Iran wants to try to keep status quo right now or get their guy in charge of the money into the defense position, into the interior position, and be able to control the money. That's what this has all been about. The U.S. trying to put their own people in there to control the money. But now all the laws, the finance laws, the currency markets, the borders, how much can go across, everything, cars, have all been put in place. All that curbs that way. And then the more they can get it onto the cards, they feel they can control even that, all the counterfeiting, all that, because the dollars go away. So that's what's been going on. That's why we will still see it happen. Okay. What I don't believe will happen is Iran's won't revalue, but I will tell you, some of our bank people are saying it's still on their board, which doesn't make sense to me, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. Totally okay. Blessed says, can you explain what it meant in the 7 steps that you shared on Monday, where it said that they would hand us an NDA and then open 3 trust accounts to be swept into other accounts on our next visit? Are trust accounts and trust the same thing?
Trust accounts, probably just a term they're using. They're not a trust, as in what Ray does, accounts. But just what I was telling you guys, I'd let them open them in an account, get everything processed, and move my money. They're basically saying the same thing. Put everything over here and then move it for security. Only trust accounts I know. And that term, other than that, a bank account is a bank account. They have 9 interest-bearing accounts. Means your money is just sitting there, not getting any interest or anything else, but it's safe, sure, because non-interest-bearing accounts, they're not using your money at that time either until it turns over to an interest-bearing account. So it's not being used during that process. So I think it's just a safety precaution.
All right.
But here's the other thing, guys. To absolutely, positively make sure, absolutely, positively, call your local bank because they can explain it to you. Exactly what it is, and they would. So I'm not a banker. I can tell you what I think it is. I can even ask my bank people what it is, if I can remember. But so can you. Those are questions they will answer for you. All right? Go ahead, Ray.
All right. Jimmy Casey, your Monday list of bank exchange procedures did not include structured payouts. This is a very big deal, especially for ZIM holders. What can you tell us about that or find out?
I can tell you that the bank said there would be structured payouts, and that particular memo that went around didn't need to address it because everybody won't have structured payouts. I'm sure those of us who hold ZIM, hold large amounts of dinar or dong or anything else, are going to be placed with a wealth manager who understands how to do our exchange. Not that everybody needed to have something written down that said, do structured payouts, because they're all not going to be structured payouts. Okay?
And if the committee person is correct, there'll be no structured payouts on the ZIM because there'll be no exchanges on the ZIM. If he's correct.
If he's correct. Yeah.
All right, next question. Do the banks really expect us to exchange currency for the international rates on the screen, then try to get higher rates from the wealth manager at a later appointment? Is that what you're going to do?
No, it's not what I'm going to do. Yes, we did. And I don't think it's what they're going to do. Guys, when you exchange and you sign for it, that's it. No bank is going to go back and change your rates. That's done. It was done 2 days ago. It was done a week ago. And now you want us to recalculate all that and say we owe you all this money? That's not going to happen, I'm telling you. So those of you who are able to, I think when you call the 800 number, you tell them how much you have. They're going to put you with a wealth manager who can negotiate that for you right then. Because I'm telling you, nobody, none of you should expect to go in, complete an exchange, and a week or 2 weeks later have the rate change and they give you another extra $100 million. Not even an extra $1 million. And why would they do that when you've already agreed to a rate? We've been getting interest on it for 2 weeks till your next appointment comes. And whatever the difference is between what we gave you and what the Treasury is giving us now belongs to us. Why am I going to turn around and give it back to you for nothing? You better negotiate the first time, because that's going to be the only time. Because you're going to see John the first time. He's going to do that. And you're going to go see Matt the second time, and Matt going to say, well, you should have did this with John. You should have told John this. Y'all should have did that before they signed all this and put it in the system and then put the paperwork in the vault, and nothing I can do now, sorry. That's what's going to happen, if that's what you think, okay? All right, Ray, what's next?
Okay, let's see. BJ, trust question. If you exchange as you and then transfer the money into a trust, could it create a taxable event? We were informed anything over $50 million granting into the trust would be a taxable event. Don't have that ironclad in print, but that's what some members told us that their professional people researched and told them. Heartlight 2 says,
wait, hold on. So, I got $400 million, and I go to my exchange, and I put it in my name. And now I decide, okay, it's done. I know what the rate is. I know exactly how much I have. So now I want to put it in a trust so I can be with the best of us instead of the rest of us. And now I put $400 million into a trust. I'm going to have to pay $200 million in taxes, because tax is 50%.
No, you'll pay tax on $350 million based on what we're being told if the trust keeps it. See, just because you put it there doesn't mean it's going to stay there to be taxed on, unless you don't know what the heck to do with it. Now, based on that,
okay.
that's the way it appears in theory, then that would be taxed on the $350 million because it's over the $50 million threshold from what was reported to us.
Okay, so if I take that same $400 million and just left it in my name during the exchange, it's not going to be taxed, right? That's what we're being told.
If the exchange is not taxable, yes.
It's not taxed. All right. So, again, if I took that same $400 million and just put it in a trust to start with, because that's where I wanted to end up anyway, now I'm not paying tax on it again because it's doing the first exchange, right? And the trust is doing the exchange, not the individual.
Right.
So now it's not taxable again.
Correct.
What?
That's a, then that theory.
So now.
Which to be supersede. Go ahead.
Okay. So now I got my $400 million in my trust, and I can break it off into smaller individual $50 million donations into other trusts that I can control again without it being taxed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Because it's $50 million or less.
Right.
Okay. All right, so we're avoiding the tax man. So there's more than one way to skin a cat, what you're saying.
You know, right.
Think about what you're doing before you do it, people, because, you know, at $350 million, the tax bracket you would be in doing exchange is almost 50%, if not more, and you just gave away $175 million just because you made one mental mistake. That's going to be costly. Okay, Ray.
All right. Heartlight 2 says, if the currency is now trust property, what other papers could the bank ask for in order to do the exchange if going for the contract rate? They will ask for documentation that supports that the trust exists. In most cases, the first and last pages of the trust indenture would suffice, but also you could just have an affidavit of trust created, and that should suffice. That's a legal document that answers all of those questions. Also, they're probably going to want to see some documentation coming from the trust that says
the program. Wait, we can't hear you.
Okay.
Also, they're probably going to want something. We
some
can hear
documentation. Some documentation coming from the trust that says you particularly are authorized to transact banking business. And generally, a banking resolution minute will take care of that. Or another affidavit coming from the trust stating you are authorized to transact banking business. Now, the people you hire to create these trust groups would be answering these questions and providing the necessary people. If they don't, then don't hire them to create the trust. Find
if they don't,
else.
Then don't do what?
Don't hire them to create your trust. Find someone else. Now that you know what you're going to be.
So, here's the question. I have two trusts that were created by this guy I know, and I don't have none of the documents he just told them they need. So what are we supposed to do about that?
Ask for them.
What? Okay. I was just going with my trust. That's a good question because I'm like, hey, here's my trust. I got it. Here's my tax ID number. And now who's supposed
well,
to – okay, I guess.
You know, some people that go to – some people that go to trust workshops and seminars actually sit in the class and listen and pay attention.
Oh.
Then they know what they need, and they know when they don't have it.
Oh, really? Oh, my bad. Okay. I'm going to go to the bank, and they're going to say, where's your other stuff? Well, shit, this is all he gave me. What are you talking about? Okay. We need to take care of that. Who's next to it?
Right. So your situation was, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But since this member asked the question ahead of time, but really, folks, any of you that are getting these entities created from service providers, this is what you need to be telling them. Hey, what about to do banking? What documents will they get? And they'll let you know if it's part of their service or if it's additional. Because you're going to need it. It's not going to just walk in and say, I'm representing such and such, and I want to open an account and borrow money.
Right.
And do this
you,
and do that.
You keep going away. We can't hear what you're saying.
I don't understand why, though. I'm sitting still. It must just be the mail service.
Yeah, cause okay. It comes back, but it keeps going away doing the critical parts. Go ahead.
Let me try this microphone stick.
It may just be me. I don't know. I don't guess nobody else is complaining about it. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
Okay. What about now? Are you hearing noise?
Yeah. No, that's better.
Okay.
I'm hearing wind noise, but that's okay. I still hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, do I need to repeat any of that part, or we're ready to go on to the next one?
No, you need to repeat that last part, because I didn't understand you. I don't know about nobody else.
Okay. Well, the last part was, number one, let the service provider know what you need, what you want to do. And they should already know that you're going to do banking, and provide documents for the banking. So when you go to get this from the service provider, make sure that that's included. That'll let you know if you need to change service providers and use someone else. Because the bank is not going to let you just walk in and say, I'm representing such and such trust, I want to open an account, et cetera, et cetera. And also, your state is going to probably be the same way. I know North Carolina is that way. If you're representing an entity and registering a vehicle in the name of the entity, you're going to need documentation. The same documentation that you needed to open the bank account, the state is going to want in order to register your vehicles or the trust vehicles. And real estate might be the same. So you're going to need that documentation for more than just one reason. That number one validates that the entity exists, and number two validates that you are authorized to transact business for the entity.
All right.
Okay.
What's next?
Next is Philip Hope. Says, I get daily news from a source, an internet source. I hardly ever read it, but last Sunday, something caught my eye, and it was because of the corruption in Iraq that their RV was going to be delayed for 5 more years. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know what it was. I couldn't read the article, but I do not think the RV is going to be delayed for 5 more years. Corruption is basically under control, except for the auctions, which stop when they do it, except for Maliki and Iran's interference still in their government. And you know, maybe it'll be over next week, or maybe it'll be over next month. I don't know, whenever Mahdi names the interior net. Now, he did name 2 of them today, so you guys know. Let me see. But again, they were proxy positions, not the actual position. Okay, and let me see where they're at. Let me see who was named here today. He put an army guy as an acting defense minister, and he put a cop in as the interior minister. But again, they're still proxy positions. But he did actually put somebody in there other than himself today. So we'll see if we get the names from the other ones. So, right.
Yes.
I got a request here, and they want to know everything that was pre-recorded on this call that you talked about, the trust and the information, the banking and all that, somebody wants you to put that on the site because they couldn't hear what you were saying. I'm just saying. I know you're not going to do it, but I did wish.
Okay. All right.
All right. I did do my part. I did bring that. All right, go ahead. What's next?
Okay, Real Appraiser 18 is asking about the Afghani currency. Yes, it's still in the first basket, $2.39 is the last rate we received. Cindy St. Fan wants to know, my mother is elderly and wants to get in quickly. I plan on going with her. Can we ask for the higher rates without an NDA?
You can ask for the higher rates without an NDA. You're not going to get the higher rates without an NDA. I mean, we've said that enough times now. If you want the higher rates, the contract rates, you will have to sign an NDA. What's next?
All right, let's hear some live callers since we're this call is going to be a shorter call than usual. 404 area code, you are on.
Appreciate your taking my call, Ray. You're not the only one having issues with the Blog Talk Radio. I couldn't get dialed in at all on my other line. Of course, everyone else is pleased with that because of the noise. I hope I'm got a decent volume level now.
Yes.
All right.
Sound good.
Okay. Appreciate it. Again, appreciate the insights and the nuggets and the like. Given that today is Wednesday and it's fairly late in Iraq at this point, any feedback from your sources over there in terms of what may or may not have been in today's issue of the Gazette?
Is this CIA?
Thomas Lodge,
yeah,
yes.
Undercover.
Oh, I'm thinking you actually sound different. And with all the noise gone, everybody else can actually hear what you're saying. So I was so shocked. I didn't even know what you asked me. So I was like, is this really her? Look, or is somebody using her words? So I was like, okay. All right. No, we've got nothing from the Gazette so far. I mean, I don't have anything that was published over there.
Okay. The 100 dinar note, status of that from your sources, what are they saying? There also seems to be some trickle of information out there that coins are actually out in being more prevalent. What are your folks saying on that?
The coins are definitely out, and they've been out for a couple weeks now. I mean, actually out in people's pockets. But still not hearing a lot about the 100 dinar note yet. I know they were trickling out, but let me see. I'm going to see if I can find something out for you right now. I'm going to try to send a text and see if I can get an answer before the end of the call. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate that. With respect to the folks that you do talk with, the bank contacts, your committee person, given all the ups and downs that we have been going through so recently, what are their mindsets at this point? How upbeat or blasé, whatever, are they at this particular point? Can you get any feedback on that?
You mean, are they happy or depressed or just I don't give them?
I can't remember the description that I used several weeks ago of, you know, contained exuberance or, you know, just how are they coming across?
You know, they're really just saying they don't know why it's not done. And yesterday, they don't know when it's going to be done. Because I just know it's going to happen. We're all sitting around here waiting for it to happen. We just don't know when. But we know it's going to happen. And every time, I mean, they go through the ups and downs just like we do. Especially when they call them in. Because whatever they're doing, they're like, this is it. This time, you know, we're going, and then they go sit there at the desk. So, and it's funny, because I'll tell you guys, the northern part of the country, they're all coming in making them sit at the desk, where the southern part of the country, and I'm not naming different states, they're all just saying, you know, don't go further than 25 miles, or, you know, be here within an hour of the phone call, but just go enjoy life. So it's two different kind of restrictions on alerts and that, so, and it has to wear on you. Nobody's upset about it, though, that it hasn't, because they all know it's going to happen. They've too much preparation, and the people I'm talking to are actually looking at it on the screen. So it's right here, so.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds to me that they are as perplexed as we are in terms of the status and the like. But I do appreciate your reassurances on the fact that it is to be happening and the miles that can't be going any further away than that. And so I'll kind of end my questioning for the day. And 10 days from whenever, and we know you're going to tell us when that whenever is, that's going to be our TNT Super Fantastic Girl Pay It Forward project. So look forward to that. And again, hope this is our Wealthbound Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
hey,
you.
I like this phone. It's okay.
Yeah,
that's
but
my,
I'm having to pay for it. I could not dial in at all. It was just dead on the other line. So I can dial out on any other numbers, but this Blog Talk, I could not dial in on it. So
is it full, right?
No.
Oh.
No?
Well, almost.
Full? Oh.
It's 95 callers, and it can only hold 100. So.
Yeah, there's only 100 callers on the Q&A line. So if that's where you call them, so you can call. So
yeah.
Okay. All right. My bad. All right.
My sacrifice.
And again, you know, guys, we tried to ask you, if you really don't have a question, don't call in on that line. Click on the link and listen to your computer or on your cell phone. Go on there and click on the link. You can still hear perfectly, and I don't think it costs you anything. But this line, we can get the people who actually have questions. I mean, we're never going to get to 100 of you. But, you know, whoever it is, at least the ones who do have questions can get closer to the top.
And
but anyway,
Tony,
thank you. Appreciate it. Yes.
Thank you. I'm not blaming them at all. I'm blaming Blog Talk Radio for not letting me on. It's their issues, not the callers. So thanks again.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Buddy. Bye-bye.
All right.
But you did bring up a good point of people on this call who shouldn't be on. But that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm recording all of them and keeping up with them. And it'll come back and bite them in the butt when they least expect it. Then they'll be like, why you treat me like that? I said, think back. 972, you're on.
All right. This is Danny in Dallas. I hope I'm not on that
Danny
list.
Danny in Dallas. What's happening, sir?
Well, I've got a couple of things. Thanks to CIA coming in on a different phone. Tony, your checklist, your 5.7-point checklist, you already had a question about the NDA from somebody that wrote in. It seemed to indicate you've got those sections, that security section, that's where you're going to show your ID. In the banking section, it looked like the first thing that's going to happen is signing the NDA, and there wasn't any differentiation between the market rate and the contract rate. So I'm asking the question, is it just the contract rate that requires you to sign the NDA and have your spouse with you? It just didn't sound like it on that list. What do you think?
It's just the contract rate.
Okay.
Every other rate is going to be open to the public. There's nothing they can do about that.
All right. And then that item after it, three non-interest-bearing trust accounts. There was a question on that. That's three if you need them, and maybe one if you don't need three. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't need three, they wouldn't open three. So.
Gotcha. Okay, very good. my other question is circumstantial. You mentioned the coins. You mentioned the coins are out. Obviously, they have value. I've introduced myself to a couple yesterday and told them about this adventure, and the lady's eyes got really big. She has contact in Indonesia, and I said, well, I think that Indonesian rupee is like 14,000 plus to the dollar, and it's supposed to be coming in at about a dollar. She got really excited and didn't have a clue about it before, but then she opened up a can of worms having to do with the Iraqi coins. As you explained to us last time, the coins will be used. They will not be reminted, evidently, at this point. They'll be used. It seemed like I also heard you say that the coins haven't ever made it to the States, so that won't be a viable option for us here because they just don't have access to it. But this is where it gets a little weird. Her brother was in Iraq. He was in a elite team and actually accompanied extremely wealthy people when a lot of this turmoil took place, and just strewn around the banks in several locations were all these coins. And the wealthy people he was guarding said, no, those are worthless. We're trying to get our securities and all this other good stuff. Said they have no value. And he asked if he could pick them up. And a shorter version here, he picked up bags and bags and bags and bags of coins, got them to Switzerland, and is in the process of trying to get them to the States, but he's having some trouble because the States do not want worthless coins. Evidently, the people he's checking with. That's just a phenomenal situation. Didn't cost him a thing, but he was a ranked soldier in an elite team and got that stuff to Switzerland. Am I right in assuming that once this trigger is pulled, they would have value? They would have value in Switzerland, and he could easily exchange them into dollars or francs or whatever it is. Am I informed correctly?
Okay. Once this happens, they will definitely have value. Definitely have value. Because they'll be valuable in Iraq. Now, it doesn't matter if they have value. If he brought them back here to the U.S. and the bank says, we don't take those coins because we have no way of verifying, because they're not on our screen. They're not on our list. So far as we're concerned, they're worthless because we're not dealing with them. They could say that in Switzerland. They could have a whole lot of value if he takes them back to Iraq. But now how do you get bags and bags of stolen coins back in the country?
Well, the word stolen may be appropriate, but he was given permission and he freely gathered them. So I understand what you said. It may be a pipe dream, but I think if I was him, I'd try to figure out a way to do it. Maybe he can,
they got a black
market there. What's that?
That's right. I was going to say, black market, he may get, 50% for him or 70% for him to somebody who knows how to get them back in the country and get 100% for him. It just depends.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was my weird story for today. But really,
it was weird too.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Ain't my fault though. All right. Hey, gotta run.
All right, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Okay. 281 area code. You were on.
Hi, Tony. Actually, I had a couple of questions for you. What kind of back wall are we looking at right now? And what can we be looking forward to? I'm just wondering about. I know you say everything's done.
I don't. But everybody says it's done. Everybody expected it to be completed by tomorrow. They're saying by Thursday it should be over, definitely. But I don't know if it is. Everything's quiet. Nothing's moving. They're still on alert over in Iraq. They're not talking about it. So, I mean, we don't know what that last moment is that we're waiting for. I don't know. But I know everything is done as far as the laws, the rules, as far as the banks getting here. Is it the proxy positions back to that again? I don't know. Because they were moving. Then we're going without it. So we're going to have to wait till tomorrow and see. I think it's this month, but I've been thinking that for 10 years.
Well, I know it's frustrating to me and some of the other people. I know you're doing a fantastic job getting all the information. But, you know, keep in mind that 5 years ago, we were, you know, the banks were on lockdown, which is probably a bit, little more secure than being on alert or one hour away. So, I mean, when we hear they're on alert or high alert, it doesn't seem to mean that much anymore because we've heard it so many times. And you brought up a very good point, actually, the last call. The when you're going over the Federal Reserve, and basically there's a bunch of maybe 8-9 families that are controlling a lot of the money. And, you know, the word is out that, I mean, the Rothschilds and that group does not want this RB to go. That was we had heard, you know, several times. But the fact remains, if they're powerful, they'll just stop this thing indefinitely. And as I said, I know it's tough to keep thinking that way, but it just seems like no matter what happens, it never happens. And I do think, to a certain extent, I really felt it was going to happen last week. I mean, I'm always trying to be optimistic. I'm basically a pessimistic person. And that one gentleman that called in, he said by Saturday they had the notes ready to distribute. That would be the trigger. And then Iraq comes over, they have MasterCard. They're using their MasterCard. And was that – so they use their MasterCard instead of the bills. Why didn't that happen? So that was a major trigger, I thought. And now it's like just another day. I guess they're exchanging – they're using the MasterCard, not the bills. But it just seems like if there's anything – I don't know. As I said, I'm at a point right now that I'm just wondering, you know, when this is going to happen and if it's going to happen, whatever. But the thing is that I don't know what to say. I mean,
all right. So let's look at this first a little bit. Everybody wants it to happen tomorrow, 2 days ago, 10 days ago. And the only real thing we know, only real thing I know, based on facts and everything I've seen, is it's going to happen. I do not know the minute, date, or hour. But I do know it is going to happen. It's in their plan to revive their country, to revive that whole region, and everything else. Now, so I know that part is there. We just don't know when, and we're not supposed to. But when people look at, and, you know, like you're saying, the Federal Reserve, the Rothschilds, and everybody who owns the Federal Reserve, and people say, well, they're holding it up because they don't want this to happen. They don't want that to happen. Okay, this is what you're telling me. I'm a Rothschild, and I got $100 million, and I'm controlling the world. And you're saying, hey, well, when this global currency reset happens, your $100 million turns to $800 million. Oh, no, I don't want that to happen. Why would I want 8 times more money than I have now? I mean, I own 30% of every central bank in 190 different countries. I'm only going to get richer than rich. I'm only going to control more of the currency market. I'm only going to be able to make greater decisions. And why am I saying I don't want that to happen? Because that's the part I don't get when people keep saying they're holding it up. They're making sure that happens. They're not going anywhere. They're going to become 10, 20 times richer than what they already are. Why would they not want this to happen? Global currency reset levels the playing field for everyone except them. It increases for them. Why would they not want this to happen? I don't understand. Now, why our government doesn't want it to happen, why they keep stopping it, we've been going through it for years. When Bush did it, hey, it was about the money. Let's get the money to the U.S. and move on, because I don't care. When Obama did it again, well, hey, I can get the money because all I got to do is say yes. But it's going to be wiped out immediately after that. Maliki's going to try and take over the country. He's going to try to become a dictator again. We got to go right back through all that. Now we got all this worthless money. Now we got to go fight him, or the whole economy crashes. We've given out all these dollars all around the world, and now all the dinar we have is totally worthless because now they want to come out with a new currency because they have a new dictator. I got to prepare for all that. I got to fight all the banking laws, currency laws, smuggling. I got to make them change all that in the way they think before I do that. Okay, great reason to not do it. Those are great reasons to project the longevity of this in our future as a country, U.S. itself, our treasury. Great reason. We didn't like it because we wanted to get paid. Now, it went to 2014. Iraq said, we're ready. 2014, October, we are ready. It's been 11 years. Let's do this. But they weren't ready. And now we're at 2019. We're at a new administration. And why is it they don't want to do it? I don't know. Why are people saying they're holding it up? Well, totally different reason. It has nothing to do with Iraq at all now. Now it's all about Iran. It's all about trying to crush Iran's economy or get us in a position where Iraq can do what it needs to do and we can still crush Iran at the same time. And that's hard to get done. Now, is it working? Yes. Is their economy going down? Yes. Are they feeling the pain? Yes. Is it enough to let this go through? I don't know. But what I know I'm not going to do is try to get involved in what our government is trying to do with another country when it has nothing to do with me. Because whether they do it this week, next week, or next month, they're saying you're still in there. You're still going to get what you're supposed to get. And I'm not going to destroy that opportunity because I wanted it on Monday or Tuesday.
You know, Tony, you brought up a very good point. Just think about this for a second. Apparently, there's a group of people that are bombarding the government to get this thing going, that they want their money now. You know, this could be just think about this. This could be a group that really doesn't want it to go, and they just maybe want to antagonize the government to the point. Because you made a statement, which is very scary. He said, well, if they're so upset, we're just going to renege everything. So they're going to spoil for everybody. So wouldn't that be another thing to worry about? These people that are trying to, stonewall and trying to push this thing through and being insulting in the way. And, Trump is kind of funny sometimes. You know, if you push it too hard.
So, that's right. And I understand with the whole Russia thing, the voting, the internet, Facebook, conspiracy theories, they're putting up fake sites and what you're going to. And, I hadn't taken it to that point. I had taken it to the point that just some dummies that think they're going to force the government on what to do and just saying anything. And it really doesn't work like that. But cause enough chaos or something out there. But you're right. It could be somebody who doesn't. It could be, another country. Let's plant a group there, make them cause some little chaos and be getting on them and getting the word out. But if it had sense, if it made sense, if there's a way we said, hey, we could do this and make the government do what we want them to do, because we're all going to blast Twitter or do that. Everybody in the world doesn't know about that. All the rest of the people in the country, they're not going to take to the streets about them. They don't even care about Zimbabwe, know about Zimbabwe, or know that there was ever even an opportunity at this point about Zimbabwe. And we all supposed to get upset and get everybody there because some idiot keeps telling us it's going away on the 15th of April, it's going away on the 1st of June, it's going away on June the 15th, next is going to be June 30th. Some idiot keeps saying, hey, we're going to have 4 days to do this, or 10 days, or you can't. Exchanges in. There's no banking people telling you that. Not one of them told me. There's no treasury people say, hey, get your people in there and this time. Nobody. Our committee guy says it's not going to happen at all. So what's going on and why are we doing this? Because it makes no sense to anybody who knows anything. And you look at the people who are putting it out who've been telling you every day, every hour, the 800 number be here tomorrow. I'm going to have the 800 number at 5. You know, they got the 800 number 3 weeks ago then. I got it, but I can't tell you what it is. They told me I can't release it to you yet. Who believes that kind of crap? That the bank or the treasury department is going to give this one person all the 800 numbers 3 weeks or a month ago, and he got in his possession, but I can't tell the rest of you guys what it is. And no other guru has them, or none of the five people. And then he's not even listed as one of the five people who's supposed to get them. So that's the kind of stuff I have to look at. And when people send it to me, and I'd be looking, you guys actually believe this stuff? It's just sometimes mind-boggling. But go ahead. But I never got to your conspiracy theory yet. So we'll pass it along, okay?
Okay, let's just hope it goes through. Okay, thanks a lot for all your help.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, sir. We were keeping this call short, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up.
All right, guys. I know there's a bunch of people. Well, there's a bunch of people on the call in line. I don't know if they all had questions or not, but we're hanging in there. The banks are still there. They're still on alert. That's what we need to know. You know, usually they will go off alert when they think it's over, but they're still there. They're hanging in. We need to hang in. Let's look for it. Tomorrow's another day. I still think we're within the month, but we'll see what happens with the proxy positions. Maybe that's what we need to get over. Anything else? If you find out anything else, I will definitely tweet it out to you. Ray will post it in the chat room or on the forum somewhere, but we'll get you the information if it's anything. Do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Ray?
Okay. One thing we do want to remind you guys, you know, we talked about setting aside monies for recipients, and as you create your entities, eventually create entities for them as well. But while you set that money aside, remember you set it aside in your personal name. And so whoever that intended recipient is, you should make them a POD of that account, so that in the event you don't get a chance to create the entity first for them to manage and something should happen to you, they could at least use the POD and go get the money as a last resort. So keep that in mind. Every personal account that you set up, and whoever you're setting it up for, put them as the POD. Unless it's just your regular personal account that you want your, you know, family and loved ones on. So don't forget that POD, guys. On every one of your accounts, you want to name a beneficiary. That's going to do it for today's segment. TNT Super Fantastic Call Hump Day Mike. We'll be back on our regularly scheduled time Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern, unless something should happen between now and then. And if it does, we'll shoot out the information and make you aware of it. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Come on, Bacardi.
I believe.
that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's
done.
Finished.
It's finished.
The RV's on its way.
You know it's
everything's
way.
Completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Hump Day Wednesday. We're out of here.